And we are joined by Vandals wrestling coach Jason Clay to start us off this morning. And coach at Auburn, ready for the regional today. How you feeling coming into today?
Good. I feel like we've had a good week of preparation, and you know, kids have listened. We've gotten through some positions and things that we felt like we needed to go back over, and feel like we're healthy as can be, and everybody's on weight, and so we'll get weighed in here at 8:30, and then wrestling starts at 10. So feel good about it. Obviously, the kids got to come out and perform. We'll get a good warm up and be ready to go.
Yeah, Coach, you had a flurry of activity, but the last couple of weeks you've had some time to be able to get back in the practice room and work on some things.
Yeah, we had the quad at Monticello, but that was kind of a lighter week in terms of competition. And then, you know, the following week with O'Fallon and then the Litchfield tournament last weekend. So kind of times up right to get in there and work on some things and enough competition to keep you sharp, but also a little bit of time to try to fine-tune some things and kind of did some individual coaching this week and try to work through some positions specific to certain kids and just get ready to go and keep our conditioning up and stay ready.
At Auburn today for the regional, and you seem to get a lot of different places to go for the regional over the years. Kind of talk about the competition today, the other schools that are there.
Yeah, it's kind of a little more of a central Illinois flavor with Auburn hosting. Shelbyville, Mount Zion will be two of the teams that we're competing with for the team race. Obviously, from our conference, we have Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Carlinville, so we're pretty familiar with those guys. And then add in a couple of kind of Springfield area with Sacred Heart Griffin, and then Jacksonville with ISBI, and then Pittsfield actually comes over. So end up with 10 teams, and it's kind of a little bit spread out from Shelbyville to Pittsfield. It's a pretty good little haul, and then you know, obviously us being about an hour and a half south, an hour and 20 minutes south with Auburn, kind of a little bit spread out, but basically the same teams as last year, same regional grouping.
Yeah, Sacred Heart Griffin's one that I kind of wondered about them. You don't hear as much about them in wrestling. Football, of course, you hear a lot about them. What kind of program do they have, Coach?
Usually they have a couple good individuals, and yeah, it just depends on the year. And I think they've got seven or eight, maybe nine kids entering the regional, and I think they got the number two seed at Ross's weight at 157, and then beyond that, I don't really remember a whole lot of the kids. But so usually they have a couple solid individuals that'll be well coached and ready, but I'd say the kind of main competitors for the team race would be Litchfield, Mount Zion, and us.
Yeah, Mount Zion's pretty solid. Litchfield, I know, up and down a little bit, but for the most part, they put together a pretty good team year in and year out.
Yeah, I think they're filling 13 out of 14 weight, and, you know, in a tournament like this, you know, you need to try to score points at every weight, so that's kind of a big thing for us, filling all 14 weight classes, and hopefully we can score points at every weight. You know, last weekend we had a couple weights where we didn't get any points, and that kind of made a little bit of a difference in a tight team race with Roxanne Oakwood and Lena last weekend, and kind of came up a little short of that and had more guys in the finals than anybody. But actually,
our music is just like the song says.
Of the situation with not scoring every weight and maybe not having as high a places overall.
Yeah, Coach, that, and I know that's always the situation, is to try to get as many of the bonus points, too, as you go along to be able to help you out on the team side.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique thing, the term of scoring. There's basically three ways to score. You score by advancing through the bracket, you advance for points, and two in the championship bracket and one in the consolation bracket, and then you get the bonus points for two for a pin and point and a half for a tech, and then a point for a major decision, and then place points. So in the regional, it's set up to where it's 14 for first and 10 for second and 7 for third and 4 for fourth. So you add that all together, and that's kind of how it works. And it's obviously advancing through the winner's bracket, trying to pin people and get into those place matches. That's where the points are at. In a tournament like this, the semifinals is always a huge round because you have a bye, then you get a chance to score double points. So, you know, one match could be worth 4 points plus double, so it'd be 8 plus 10 for second place. So just a win in the semis could be an 18-point match right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Coach, we talked a lot about last year, and you came up just short last year. And it really wasn't that you wrestled poorly or anything like that. You just had somebody that had a little bit better day than you did last year.
Yeah, and it's kind of a weird situation, too. I mean, we actually won more matches and had more sectional qualifiers, but finished second by virtue of them having more guys in the finals. So they had more place points, and that made the difference. You know, we had more pins, more wins, and more qualifiers, so it's kind of hard to believe that we didn't win. But like you said, real close, and actually they had a kid that was losing two different matches and pulled out pins in both those matches that pretty much saved the day. And felt like we did all we could going in the finals. We were down big, and we closed the gap and pretty much won almost every match in the final round and lot by pin, but just the nature of the beast. So today, hopefully, we can have a strong showing the first couple rounds and have a little bit of breathing room going in the finals, and then kids can kind of relax and wrestle for that bye next week at sectionals.
Yeah, and that's the big thing today. You'd love to see everybody be able to advance on through and be home next weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal, is to get all 14 kids through and then obviously win the team championship. And, you know, sometimes somebody takes a loss, you know, but you got to come through the backside there and make sure you qualify. And obviously can't get to state if you don't get to sectionals. So, you know, the goal would be to get first. But if you come short of that, you got to fight back through and make sure you get third place. And that way you're wrestling next weekend. If you're in the bracket, you got a shot.
You said everybody weight-wise is good. That's always step number one on a weekend like this. You got to do that first.
Oh, yeah. That's where it starts. You got to win at the scale first. And our guys did a pretty good job of that and managing their weight. And it's a little bit nicer this time of year where they're weighing in once a week and you know, not having to make it multiple times in a week. But you got to control your descent better. And by now, they pretty well know what their body does and what they sleep off and what they're going to lose to practice and what they can eat, what they can drink. And so shouldn't be too big a problem. We'll get weighed in and see if there's any scratches, changes the brackets, and wrestling get started at 10 and probably run pretty well continuously through to the final round. And I'm not really sure what time the finals start. I'd guess sometime around 2 or 2:30.
Yeah, usually it's usually around the regionals, usually around a 3:30 kind of finish up, it seems. So a full day. It is a full day, but it's really just an action packed about 6 hours or so.
Yeah, and I think the brackets are fairly full compared to some years. And 106 is only a 4-man bracket, but everything else is, you know, 7-8. There's a couple of the 9. One 10-man bracket, Noah's bracket, I think, for 10-man bracket. So that's good to see, and there'll be probably more matches than there have been some years. So, like you said, it'll be kind of action-packed, and then get to the finals and have just the two mats going and get to watch first-place and third-place matches.
Hey, just briefly wanted to ask you to talk about it a little bit, Coach. You did have two regional champions last weekend. That's pretty proud for sure.
Yeah, the first ever girls regional, pretty exciting stuff. Sophie was the one seed and took care of business, had a couple tech falls and a quick pin in the finals. And then Brennan was the 2 seed in her weight class, and then was able to wrestle a couple girls that she's beaten before, and then got to the finals and actually avenged a loss from a couple weeks ago. She had lost to a girl from Edwardsville and by 10, and she came back and beat her 12-7. So that's pretty exciting when you can come back and beat somebody that beat you just a couple weeks ago. And so they're actually off this weekend, and then they'll travel up to Peoria next weekend. So they go up to Peoria Richwoods High School, and their sectional is up there. So similar format, will be top 4 going to state, and hopefully Sophie and Bryn both can make it. I think they both have a good shot to get state. And the girls' state tournament is actually paired with the dual team state tournament the same weekend. So if we can win today and qualify for team state, then it'd be kind of a neat weekend that the girls would be wrestling, the team would be wrestling, and give people kind of something extra to come up and watch for.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, today, good luck today, and let's bring home a little hardware today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Coach.